Pacifica programming that we use is, of course, Democracy Now!, Sprout, FSRN, Pacifica special programming, like Winter Soldier and the election coverage. We're looking forward to the programming that will be generated around the inauguration. We also simulcast programs from individual stations, individual Pacifica stations, in order to flesh out the our programming, and as is the purpose of our station, to bring a broader perspective to the community. We do what we call Freedom Radio on Saturdays, and we use selections from the vault to do that because it gives the community a historical perspective and into which to put today's activities into context.
Pardon me, it's Mia. It's 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I hate to interrupt, but your 2 minutes are up.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now may I have a stack for questions?
Bonnie, to stack.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Can you tell me how many people actually work at the radio station? And it doesn't stream, right?
No, we don't.
Is it 24 hours a day? Just a little bit more information about the radio station.
It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. It's a mix of live and automated. We use Zara Automation. It is volunteer staff. We have 6 people that we have on an ongoing basis who form the core of the volunteers. We invite other people from the community to come in and to go through training and to experiment with developing programs in which they express an interest in having. We are, at this point, gathering program applications to begin our cycle in January, and the selection of programs is done by committee, and the committee is a combination of volunteers and people from the community who help in, who are activists in other ways. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks.
This is Nia Sherlin.
Jamie?
Nia, go ahead.
Jamie?
I heard you, Jamie.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, hi, Sia. As a board member, hi. I'd just like to ask, as you, I don't know if you're by your computer, but as we're streaming, listeners are writing to us asking us to vote on this turnaround company. I'd just like to just get your, exactly how you feel as an individual in terms of, is this a worthwhile expenditure considering the fiscal crisis that we're in?
It's my belief, and quite frankly, I envy Pacifica the opportunity to bring in a turnaround team in at such a critical point in its 60-year history. That Pacifica can't afford not to bring in a turnaround team, whether it winds up being Glick and Gutierrez may be debatable, but the necessity for bringing in a new energy or a different energy that will help to the organization to do an assessment and to address its strengths and weaknesses and to find operational unity is critical. So it is something that I support. I think the kind of the Pacifica is in a kind of pay me now or pay me later position. As someone earlier said, it's either choosing the kind of technical and professional assistance that we need now, or that will be forced upon us by a bankruptcy court or the Attorney General for the state of California.
But Madam, just my question. Do you think that we should listen to the listeners, or should we go ahead?
Point of order.
This is baiting.
Excuse me? Are you going to call on me?
What?
You want me to wait till you call on me?
Yeah.
I absolutely resent Jamie's comment about baiting. What does that mean?
I was first with my point of order.
What's your point of order?
Well, I mean, if we're interviewing candidates for affiliate representatives, are we going to just do our P&B issues with them? It's not a fair...
Wendy, I think that every person that asks a question, unless it's, you know, abusive or in some way, then I have to call the member to order. They can ask the questions that are there. I can't tell you what questions to ask. You can't tell Nia what questions to ask.
Thank you.
Well, but are we going to vote for people based on how they vote?
I don't know.
Issue?
I can't explain how anybody votes, and neither can you or anybody else. And I just want, Nia, are you done with your questions? Because Jamie is next.
I just have a point of personal privilege. First of all, I think that is out of order. When someone asks about is the program streamed, are we saying that that's baiting? I think that that is out of order. What is it? This is a foundation.
Okay. Nia, do you have more questions?
No, thanks, Madam Chair.
All right.
That was it.
All right. Jamie?
Yeah, thanks. Yes, thank you, Afia, and thanks to the other people for coming forward for the directorship. My question is, Afia, you've been on the board for a year, I think. What board committees have you served on?
Personnel and the Affiliate Task Force.
Okay, thank you.
Coordinating, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right, coordinating.
Can I ask another quick question?
Thank you.
Yes, you may, Jamie.
I'd like to ask the same question of you that somebody asked of David. What is the position and your feeling of the affiliates toward Pacifica? What do they want from Pacifica?
The affiliates would like to be more actively involved in... in Pacifica. I would point out that Audio Court was initiated by the affiliate, and there is a feeling that that kind of genius and that kind of innovation is present in the more than 100 Pacifica affiliate, and one of the few and least costly income streams that Pacifica has. The more than 100 affiliate stations generate more than $200,000 to Pacifica at a very critical time, I might add. So we would like to be more actively involved in the content development, greater consideration in terms of the kind of programming that would be developed on a national level. How do we make sure that what's developed on a national level also feeds into the local community, and it's not just a filler or like Democracy Now, just one of the a key program that people listen to, but that our audiences listen to, but do not, it doesn't connect with activities or events on the ground in our specific communities. Therefore, making Pacifica even more relevant as it is more visible as a result of its relationship with the more than 100 affiliates that generate more than $200,000 a year for Pacifica.
Okay. Is there anybody else with questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Say your names because I'm not. Okay. So
this is Rob.
Robinson. Okay. Rob.
Then AC.
I heard you, AC. Rob, did I hear you?
You did hear me.
Okay. All right, Rob. Hang in there. AC?
I heard Evelyn, too.
I've got Evelyn, guys.
You didn't say it.
I don't have to say it. I'm starting with AC. AC?
Yes. I want to frame my question. I want to frame my question in the context of concerns that I have. As I understand it, Ifea, that you have been here with us for 1 year. And in that 1 year, I have noted that you have called on one occasion for, you signed a statement, that is, on one occasion for the resignation of the CFO based on the fact that the CFO had what you call was acting insubordinate because he indicated that there was no funds to be for a meeting.
Point of order. This is a personnel issue. It shouldn't be an open session.
Ask questions.
It's a point of order.
I will not allow you to censor me. I will not allow you to censor me. I will finish my statement, and then you can answer. She can answer in any way she wishes.
Sherry,
AC, the area that you're talking about is a personnel issue, and we cannot discuss
it. No. I'm talking about the conduct of this candidate, and I'm pointing out the things that this candidate
I don't want you to mention on an open stream any motions that relate to specific employees and their retention, discipline, anything about them on the open stream. You can ask her about her demeanor or attitude. Please protect the reputation of our employees, and please protect our legal.
I'll move on to the next
Thank
part.
You.
And the
Thank
other
you,
part, the other part, addressing the issue of having raised concerns about the meeting that reported. Scheduled for July, and there were some very harsh statements made at that point about insubordination of staff members, and also the faction that she is now joined with, which is a faction to insist upon a consultancy to come in and turn around this organization. Now, this organization, I'd like to remind my fellow board members, has been around for 60 years, 60 coming up. And so the question is, for me, is why is it what expertise that the Ifea has that would give her the impression that after 1 year observation, she then come on board and demand a turnaround? Of course, we know that we have not yet approved the turnaround, but the point is, demand a turnaround for a 60-year-old organization, a pioneer organization in public radio. And so I'd like to know what it is, what is the driving force behind assuming that after 1 year's tenure, that she can't learn from the process rather than to dictate or attempt to propose.
Okay. Wow, this is really something, AC.
Afia.
But I'm glad you are. I'm glad you see it as something.
Afia.
Well, frankly, AC, it's not a matter of having been on the board for a year and presuming to dictate. It's the fact that the organization is on the verge of bankruptcy. Or at least so we've been told.
All right.
Madam Chair,
yeah?
Time, I just wanted to see it, you know, time is up.
We're at time, and I have a stack of Doc and Rob. Can I hear a motion to extend by 10 minutes?
Five.
I'm sorry. Who said five?
George.
George, and is there a second to George's?
Second.
Okay, any objection? Okay, Doc?
Just a couple of questions. Afia, when you say more involvement for affiliates, I'm searching for more specifics as to what more means, since we have two representatives on the affiliates who are open to participate in any committee or action of the body. And, you know, the $200,000 that's generated by the affiliates is not a donation. It's for services that are rendered by Pacifica, which also helps to support the stations that are utilizing those services. And it's greatly appreciated. I think the relationship with the affiliates is a very positive one for Pacifica. But I'm interested in what more input or greater, you know, when you say that you think they should be more involved, I'd like to know what that means.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me thank you for your recognition and acknowledgement of the significance of the affiliate to Pacifica. We value that relationship as well. The more, for instance, if you look at us as customers, there's very limited opportunity for the affiliate. If whoever's washing dishes, if they would mute themselves, I would really appreciate it. That there's limited opportunity for our request for services to translate into meaningful activity, especially these days where, for instance, along with, as a result of the cuts to the program, we have no technical assistance. Those of us who are especially new at radio have had difficulties with AudioPort, and we have not been able to, as we previously have been, to get immediate assistance. More would also include the participation of the director or coordinator of the affiliates program to participate with the general managers and the archives director in the development of the turnaround proposal that we understand that's being developed. If you think of the affiliates as customers, it's kind of insensitive to not include the program coordinator in the developmental process, if for no other reason than to assure the continued availability of the $200,000+ that the more than 100 affiliates contributes to Pacifica, especially in light of...
Excuse me, can I interrupt you for a moment? I don't feel like you're answering my question. I feel like I'm really not getting the answer in terms of what specifically do you feel the affiliates are not, in terms of participation, are not being able to participate in. As for the affiliates director, that person is an employee of Pacifica, and their supervisor will determine what level of participation they have. They also are not limited in terms of giving suggestions to general managers. So, that, you know, nobody's saying that that cannot be done. So, I don't really feel like you're answering my question. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm answering your question as best I understand your question. You asked, as I understood your question, you asked, what did I mean by more or greater participation?
By the affiliate.
The affiliates interface on a day-to-day basis with the program coordinator so that it winds up being through the program coordinator as well as through the affiliate directors that the will, if you please, of the affiliates is garnered and expressed. So if we're going to maximize that the participation, then it's going to have to come through those two sources.
Madam Chair,
your timekeeper. The 5 minutes are up.
Okay. We're at 5 minutes, and there's Rob and Lonnie are left on the stack. Is there a motion to extend by 5 minutes?
Could I amend it to say that after Rob and Lonnie speak? How about that?
Go ahead, if that's what you want to move.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second to Nia's motion?
Okay. A second.
Okay. Your opposition?
Yes, I would like to limit it, Carolyn.
I'm sorry, to what, Carolyn?
Well, I think we have two questioners left, so 5 minutes total, divided evenly between them, and that will be the end of the stack.
Carolyn, the motion is to limit it to Rob and Lonnie as the
answer. 5 minutes total, thank you. That's my motion.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I say something?
Rob.
This is Rob?
Yeah.
Is David Beaton still there, or has he passed away from...
He's gone. Oh, I don't know.
Oxygen.
I don't know.
David, are you there?
I think he left the call. He might still be listening, Rob, but I think he left the call.
He said goodbye.
Okay, then I guess the question that I would ask to Afia is, could you please tell us whether or not you would like to hear more programming, original programming from Pacifica? Or
well,
if you would rather we just continue to not burden you with that sort of thing.
Well, of course, as the young people say, it has to be fat and it has to be fresh. And that is an ongoing, ever-changing process. And I think that it's clear, certainly we find it clear, in developing our audience that folk are looking for something new and different in addition to the opportunities to define what is new and different, what is, as they say, fresh and fat.
Is that what we provide you with now? Do you find a sufficiency of Pacifica programming that provides you with the fresh fat, the young and the old, the new and the funky, or?
Well, not to the degree that I think that Pacifica has the potential to reach, especially with greater interfacing and exchange with affiliates, because with the affiliate stations, given the fact that it tends to be volunteer and cater to a younger set, you get a lot of younger programming. Also, because there's a lot of training that is going on, it gives access to a more youthful staff, set of volunteers, and therefore of listeners.
This is
okay,
great.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lonnie?
Well, hi, Afia. How you doing?
Good.
I have two questions. You know, I have two questions, and they are, I don't need a long answer, but they're puzzling to me and they're troubling to me. One of them is the ambiguity in the role, I think, of the affiliate rep on a board, the physical board. And the question is simple. Now, what's going to be the primary loyalty of an affiliate sitting on Pacifica's board? And will it be to Pacifica, or will it be to the affiliate? And many times I see people going back and forth. They talk about the affiliates and Pacifica as though they were two separate entities competing for resources. When actually, that's not true. The affiliate reps represent Pacifica. They're on the Pacifica board of directors, and they have the responsibilities as any director has to work for the betterment of Pacifica, not to use Pacifica for the betterment of the affiliate. And I think that has to be made clear in how the job description of an affiliate rep has to be made clear. The second thing that, and I'm wondering how you feel about that, I'll make it short, is, you know, you have these rumors that affiliates take Pacifica programming, and then they are, some of them in the process of competitive, you know, regional networks to Pacifica. That's a competition to Pacifica and not in the best interest of Pacifica. I'm hearing all these rumors. I'm wondering, have you heard the same ones I've heard, you know, that these affiliates sometimes are combining, taking out programming, charging fees for it, you know, regionally, and end up being regional competitors to Pacifica. That is troubling. So those two questions, you know, what's the loyalty to Pacifica in this?
Well, I'm not. I'll respond to your last question first. I've not heard any such thing as that. I don't know anything about that. And if people are engaged in illegal activity, whether they're affiliates or not, then that needs to be addressed, and I have no objection to that. With regard to your first more comment than question, I think that Pacifica, in addition to being a legal entity, a 60-year-old organization, an institution, is also a state of mind, which has to do with, as David referenced, meeting what is now a global need to make information available that is otherwise not available to give voice to the voiceless, to use a cliche, and to advance humanity. So it's much more than just a radio network, while it is at the same time a radio network, and which is held in, is, despite all of its differences and its shortcomings, in great esteem and is highly valued and is valuable. So I don't, the idea that there is a tension between loyalties, I think it may well be a misreading of the commitment that affiliates have to expanding the reach of Pacifica, enhancing its visibility, and securing its continued existence.
Okay. Lonnie, did that answer all your questions? Lonnie?
Yes, but it's a simple question. Now, as an affiliate rep, who do you see your primary loyalty to, Pacifica or the affiliate?
My loyalty is to the Pacifica mission, as it's set out in the bylaws of the foundation.
Okay. Okay, so I think we're at time. Thank you. And I would now, Madam Timekeeper, ask that the time begin again and that Lori Taguma make a presentation, and then we will have questions for Lori as well.
Okay. Excuse me, Sherry. Excuse me, Sherry. This is Dan.
Yes, hi, Dan.
I would like to make a comment of legal nature at this stage of the proceedings, very briefly, if that's all right with the chair.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I have heard people describe Pacifica's situation tonight on several occasions as being on the verge of bankruptcy. And legally, that is not correct. It is not close to being correct.
Thank you.
Bankruptcy occurs when your liabilities exceed your assets. Pacifica is worth somewhere between $500 and $800 million. Its cash flow problem is less than $1 million. So we're not going to be in bankruptcy. We're not going to be forced into bankruptcy until such point as, for example, we sold all our stations and still couldn't pay our bills, which I don't think is going to happen. And the reason I bring this up is because I think it may be very alarming, even allowing for the fact that we use a lot of hyperbole in these meetings, for people to be saying something like that, which could only be alarming to our listeners and our supporters, and may even encourage people to abandon ship. So as a legal matter, I think there should be a clarification as to what the term bankruptcy means, and my conclusion that Pacifica is nowhere close to being bankrupt, without regard to the fact that we are having some serious financial problems.
Thank you, Dan. Okay.
Jamie has a point of information.
Go ahead, Jamie.
So that we're all using the correct terminology. What is the right word when an organization may have assets but cannot meet its bills and its creditors want to be paid, and the only way they can be paid is to sell the assets, which the organization doesn't want to sell? What's the word for that?
Well, I don't know if there's a word for it, Jamie, but I think the concept is that we're spending more than we're bringing in, and so we have a severe cash flow problem, which is creating a lot of difficulties in the organization, which needs to be remedied.
Okay, I have another point of information.
Avoid being in this situation. Okay.
Yeah. Another point of information. What if a creditor takes us to court to be paid? Is that bankruptcy court, or what kind of court is that?
No, you would only be in bankruptcy court if a creditor, and creditors do have the right to do this, can force an organization into bankruptcy by going into bankruptcy court and filing a petition for what's called involuntary bankruptcy. Now, you know, whether any creditor of Pacifica would do that is really open to question, because there are risks for creditors as well as for the organization itself. But I think what your question does illustrate, which is a very valid point, is that we shouldn't leave creditors unpaid to the point where they may be thinking about taking such an action. And especially we shouldn't be doing this when we have, among other things, the option to solve our cash flow problem on a short-term basis.
Okay.
This is Grace. I have a point of information also.
All right.
From information on the National Finance Committee,
mm-hmm.
we have certain vendors who are not sympathetic to Pacifica necessarily, or have never exhibited sympathy to us. What would keep them, if we go against a loan, what would keep them from suing us for the money we owe them, and what would be our options at that point?
Okay, first of all, you know, I apologize if I've interrupted the flow of the meeting. Certainly a creditor could sue Pacifica and get a judgment if Pacifica didn't take action to satisfy that creditor. Then if a creditor has a judgment, it can execute on assets in order to satisfy the judgment. Now, the easiest way to do that, of course, is to go in and attach cash that is in the bank account of Pacifica or of one of the stations. So I assume if we allowed things to get to the point where creditors were suing us and obtaining judgments, we would want to satisfy them out of our cash, again, rather than allowing someone to get to the point where they may feel they want to put a lien on one of our stations or something like that. Creditors have lots of remedies, but the easiest one is to get a judgment and attach cash. But my very strong recommendation is that we don't allow ourselves to get into that situation.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. I'd like to proceed now with Lori. So, Madam Timekeeper, if you would begin the timekeeping now, Lori, could you please make a presentation to the board that would be less than 2 minutes?
Yes. My name is Lori Taguma, and I am the ex-general manager of WOJV. It's a premier native station owned and operated by the Lakota Ojibwe tribe in northern Wisconsin. And I am ex-general manager. I was general manager for 2 years until October 7th. And I have to apologize. I was experiencing some computer problems in setting up my own computer system now at home after my contract was not renewed in October of 2008. And during the time of the deadline, I was trying to put together a Mac with different systems, and I was just having a hard time for those 2 weeks. So I did let Terry know of my intentions and did submit my paperwork as soon as I could. So thank you for including me in this conversation. My experience and years of service to my community brings me to this point, and it really is the basis for my interest in applying to the Pacifica Foundation Board. Once again, I'm sometimes quiet on the calls. I really have learned a lot from everybody in the Pacifica Foundation, as well as the constituents. And Pacifica faces many problems that my station faces, and it's just amazing. The parallels, the issues, they're all the same. And I found in my time at my station that in trying to solve many of these problems, I faced so many conflicts, and it was just a great process of working with the Pacifica Board in hearing your conversations and adding what I could to them that I've learned so much. And I wasn't actually successful at my station. I feel like I was to a certain point, but I really felt like I knew what should have been changed, and I tried to change it as much as I could. The programming, for instance, really needs to develop, and from our surveys, the content was the most pertinent issue. So I understand what Pacific is going through, and I attempt to do the same things in my media projects. I also have a background in education. I worked at at-risk high schools, with at-risk students in high schools, as well as in private schools. And my media background includes creating projects in different media, including radio, television, and film. While I was going to UC Berkeley, I focused on media studies and I conducted research on Native American media, which culminated in a thesis about Native Americans in the media, which led me to my general management position at WOJB from 2006 to 2008. In 2007, we recorded the highest funding year at WOJB, which I coordinated. And actually in, let's see, in 2008, the funding started to drop, and the problems are very similar to Pacifica's. We need to develop new media strategies, new programming that includes local voices and local artistic content.
Excuse me, Lori, it's Nia. You're 2 minutes are up. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Kathy on the stack, please.
Okay. And Nia. Okay. Kathy.
Yosh.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, who's first?
Kathy.
Oh, okay.
Kathy.
Hi,
Nia,
Lori.
Hi there.
I wanted to ask you, how long have you been on the PNB?
I've been here for 2 years.
2 years. Okay. Can you tell us something about your work with the affiliates and your work on the committees of the PNB?
Yes. Well, during the time that I was general manager, I was very pressed for time. So I started by joining too many committees. And because of that, my time was spread very thin, and I didn't accomplish a lot. I did join the personnel committee and participated in the process, the interview process for the new EDs, as well as the interim EDs. And that was with, what was her name? Lydia Brazon from KPFK. I was on the archive committee for a very short time, and I was experiencing overload at my station at that point, so I didn't get to do much work on that committee. But I've also been part of the programming committee recently, talking with Rob, and I believe we spoke about the digital
distribution
initiative. Yeah, distribution initiative last year quite a bit. And we all agree that programming needs to develop and filter through the affiliate network. And there needs to be some sort of exchange where it's a collaborative process. And I know at my station at WOJB that the two largest fundraising points were Democracy Now, and our local programming. So I've been a real supporter of developing some sort of local programming that can also be used and accessed on a national level, and vice versa. We'd like help with that. I know a lot of the affiliate stations have limited budgets, limited number of people, time and energy. And I know that they would love help at WOJB in developing some sort of national programming by using our local content.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the affiliates task force? Have you had any chance to work with other affiliates and assess broader needs or consensus or ideas?
Well, in attending the NFCB conference last year, as well as the programming conference, I spoke with different affiliate members there, and I believe I spoke with the manager of the station at Taos, New Mexico, as well as a Colorado station and several stations from Oregon and the Midwest, and all of our needs seem to be similar. We would like more help from national programming staff, and we'd like more access to national programming, or we'd like some sort of collaborative process to be in place for that to happen. But yes, I've also spoke to Ursula. I worked with her for the first year and a half. I haven't heard from her lately, but she's always been very responsive to the needs of the affiliates.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Am I on or off?
You're on.
Okay.
You're here.
Okay, Nia. I didn't know if I was muted or not. Nia and then Yosh.
And Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Lori. I have two questions. First is, how important is your station to the indigenous population? That's number one. And number two, what is your feeling about getting as a director, in terms of getting a turnaround company at a time when we're short of money?
Mm-hmm. Well, WOJB, as I said, is one of the premier native stations in the country. It's been in existence 26 years now, and it's a 100,000-watt station. It has amazing power throughout this community. And I found out just how much power it has when I went through my recent challenge. But it actually was designed to serve the Native community here first and foremost. It was designed out of a time of intense conflict here in northern Wisconsin, the 1960s, late 60s, early 70s, and into the 70s, actually, when there was a lot of racial tension here in the area over spear fishing, hunting and fishing rights, sovereign rights of the Native people. And there still is a lot of racial tension in this area. And actually, this community radio station was designed at a time when our tribal leaders were very visionary at the time. Wrote grants and wrote proposals to the government for our radio station, for our health center, and for our college, as well as our tribal office. They were operating out of a trailer at the time, and people were still living in tar paper shacks. So out of that time, all of these different entities evolved, and they're still here, and they're thriving, and they've helped the Native community immensely. And the station really is the voice for this whole area, as well as not only the Native community, but the other community members. A lot of activists, a lot of organic farmers. We have shows on, we have interview shows every morning on different subjects. We also carry NPR. Democracy Now! Is the number one show. We haven't had a real 100,000-dollar marketing survey done, but just from the little surveys that we take during our fundraising drive, we find that Democracy Now! Is the number one popular show. And our local community interviews covering different topics is the number two draw. But I'm sorry, what was that second question?
My number two was, since we're cash poor right now, what is your view on hiring a turnaround company?
Well, WOJB faced the same sort of situation when I was there. I wanted to hire a very expensive marketing firm to find out exactly where our weak points were and devise some sort of plan to address those. And our same issue was funding. So I suggested that we use our college as well as other college programs. I saw somebody's suggestion today on the PNB listserv that suggested the same thing. And I think that would be a great plan, since there are no funds right now for that project. I think that would be one of the solutions to take. Some sort of marketing survey done by the MBA students at Cal Berkeley would be great.
Thank you.
As well as, I think the second alternative would be to possibly use part of that plan, the first part of that plan, and do some sort of assessment for the organization. And
okay.
Then have the different stations create their own plan, or have an overall plan created by, through a collaboration by the different stations.
Okay.
Thanks, Lori. Madam Chair, time is up.
All right. Move to extend 5 minutes.
So moved. So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? Okay. Hearing on Yosh.
Thank you. Hi, Lori.
Yosh is Andy.
Hi, Yosh.
Hi. I'm wondering, I also have two questions, although the first one is a two-part first question. I'm wondering, do you currently work at WIJB, either as a paid staff or as a volunteer, and if so, doing which function?
Right now, I currently don't have a volunteer spot, although the volunteers, several of the volunteers that I brought on, I do help them with their shows and training them, and I will, at some point, get another volunteer spot for myself. But right now, I'm just dealing with other issues, so I haven't focused on that. I'm also probably going to be helping with their hand drum contest that takes place in February, which is a large Native American music event that we tape. And then that aired later on WJB.
Okay. And, you know, one of my concerns is my impression is that you attend approximately half of our meetings, which means that you're not with us the other half of the time. And I'm wondering whether that was a function of your work schedule or whether there were technical issues residing in northern Wisconsin.
Are you talking about the in-person meeting?
No, not just the in-person, but I think also the telephonic meetings.
Well, actually, sometimes I'm here, and I don't like to interfere with people that are talking and say I'm here. But, yeah, I am at least three-quarters of the meeting. I think the two in-person meetings that I didn't attend, there was conflict, yes, in my schedule because of my overload as general manager.
So if I could follow up then, you feel that if reelected, then you could devote more time to Pacifica?
I think so, yes. And I do have an interest in developing some solutions to Pacifica's issues. Absolutely. And absolutely have an interest in creating media projects that are effective and empowering. Yes, and I would like to be involved with the Pacifica Foundation.
Thank you.
Okay, Wendy?
Okay, Yosh actually asked my question. I was wondering, what is your current position with WOGB? I mean, so
Video.
Sorry.
JB.
Oh, okay. I thought I got the B wrong. and so, really, I guess it's just an observation. I mean, I love you, and I've seen,
I do.
And I've been very concerned since the first year that you weren't with us that much. And so you're saying now that you, since you're no longer with the station in that capacity, you would be able to participate more with the PNB?
I would. And, yes, I have a lot more time now on my hands.
Okay. And just because, let me just remind you, because there was also, the affiliate directors are in a unique position in that
the way it's been, you guys can be on lots of, you can be on every committee if you want to, or one affiliate rep can be on every committee. And you, in the first year, signed up for, I want to say, four or five of them, which was a huge commitment that I understand. But in that process, people voted for you to be on those committees, but you didn't appear. And in all that, you actually aced out somebody else who, each year it was a different person, but who wanted to be on those committees. And so I think that this commitment is not just to come to national, to the whole PNB meetings, but there's a committee commitment as well. So I guess what I'm saying is I haven't seen it yet, but are you going to be able to help us on the national board and on the committees of the national board?
Yes. In response to the in-person meeting, yes, I definitely had a time issue. I was so overextended, it was hard for me to make it. And I actually drove through a snowstorm the last time I attended. And that was very precarious. But, yes, I do have more time now. And I'd like to join a few more committees. I especially appreciate the archive committee and what they're doing. And I know that there's some very pertinent personnel issues that have to be dealt with.
Maybe the affiliates committee?
And sure. Yeah, definitely. I'd like to see programming develop throughout the network and help the affiliates sort of get a model going for that to happen.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Nia.
Yes.
I know we have people left on the stack.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well,
is there anyone else that has...
Yes, George, Rob.
You know, we did have George left on the stack. Is there anyone else after George?
And Rob.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I'd like to make... It's now 11, right? So I'd like to just, maybe we just get unanimous consent to just extend for what, 15 minutes or something?
Don't need.
Why, you don't need 15 minutes. You need it just for Rob and George.
Well, you still need to extend. So I'm just saying to get unanimous consent.
Okay.
Extend for
all right. Is there any objection to extending for Rob and George to finish their comment?
No, what is it that Nia needs to say? It's going to take 15 minutes.
Nia?
Let her go ahead and do it.
I just wanted to bring to the attention that the next meeting is the 21st, and that's Hanukkah. I celebrate Hanukkah.
Okay, so we talked about it, it wasn't voted on, so, but thank you.
What wasn't voted on?
I had Jack add it to the calendar, but we will discuss it after this.
Okay. So then you won't forget my motion to make so we meet on the 28th, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right. George?
Yeah, Lori, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've been on for two terms as affiliate representative director, and you never served on the affiliate task force. Is that right?
I was a representative at the NFCB conference.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. The affiliate task force of the PNB.
No, I think that was one of the task force that I joined when I overjoined at the beginning. And no.
Okay. What do you see is the proper relationship of the affiliate program and to the PNB, and how do you see facilitating that?
Well, I do believe that the affiliate program is a very important resource for funding, number one. And I can say that I'm happy that WOJB is one of the affiliates that actually pays their dues. And working with Ursula for the past 2 years has been very productive. She has actually helped us, depending on our finances, and not increasing our fees and just general feedback and with ideas of development. And actually, I'd like to see the affiliates get more help from the network in developing a model for programming and inclusion of local programming on the national level. I actually called once in the past 2 years. We had a great local story involving one of the tribes here. They were having a tribal, some sort of takeover. It was very political, and I thought it was a story that would have been great for Democracy Now. So I'd like to see more of our national programming